Channelizing devices warn road users of conditions created by work activities in or near the roadway and guide road users safely through the work zone. Channelizing devices provide for smooth and gradual vehicular traffic flow from one lane to another, onto a bypass or detour, or into a narrower traveled way. They are also used to channelize vehicular traffic away from the workspace, pavement drop-offs, pedestrian or shared use paths, or opposing directions of vehicular traffic. Channelizing devices are also used to mark a path for traffic and physically separate it from that portion of the highway not to be used for travel. Refer to Part 6F.63 of the MUTCD for guidance on proper use of these devices. Cones are the most commonly used type of channelizing device. Cones help provide for smooth and gradular vehicular traffic flow from one lane to another, onto a bypass or detour, or into a narrower traveled way. Tubular markers, like cones, are commonly used channelizing devices for delineating the roadway and directing traffic through the work zone. These devices are effectively used to override existing pavement markings for short-duration applications, less than 3 days. Vertical panels can be used as channel devices and in place of barricades where space is limited. Vertical panels can be fitted with warning lights to make them more visible. Plastic barrels or drums are the largest, most visible channeling devices. They are usually used to delineate travel lanes, identify work areas, construct lane closure tapers, and delineate portable changeable message signs. There are three types of barricades that are commonly used for road detours, closings, restricting or delineating the right-of-way. Barricades can have warning lights and direction indicators. Temporary traffic barriers provide guidance and warning both day and night. When placed in a position identical to a line of channelizing devices and marked and/or equipped with appropriate channelization features, temporary barriers are an effective TTC device. Barriers are used for long-term construction projects because they require significant time to set up and remove. Concrete barriers are often referred to as Jersey barriers. There are also lightweight channelizing devices that are highly visible, easier to move than concrete barriers, and can be filled with water. Lane separators may be used to channel road users, divide opposing vehicular traffic lanes, divide lanes when two or more lanes are open in the same direction, and provide pedestrian channelization. A TTCP should include a schedule for regular inspection of channelizing devices. When the same channelizing devices are struck repeatedly by traffic, it should be investigated. This may be due to misplaced or misaligned devices, a flaw in the design of the TTCP, or damaged or dirty devices. Channeling devices that are damaged must be replaced and dirty devices must be cleaned.